Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
The Smith Center is starting to sound like its old self. This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. Ever since Florida State's Sam Cassell called the Carolina home fans a cheese and wine crowd, the Smith Center lost its allure as one of the best home courts in college basketball. Students were moved behind the home basket and all kinds of crowd interactive measures have been added. But Tar Heel fans still react to their team's play rather than spurring it on from the get-go. The atmosphere against Florida State and Syracuse was much better, beginning with the video clip of the late Stuart Scott, through the electric voice of PA announcer Tony Gillum, through the roars of surprise for Nate Britt's career game and long bombing. But despite improved graphics, the I'm a Tar Heel and This is Carolina Basketball videos, which really enhance the experience, here are a few things the Dean Dome still needs to do. The electronic ribbon boards around most of the upper deck fascia show everything from player pictures and names to comparative stats to flickety animation and sponsor logos galore. But the clock and scoreboard are misplaced on each end. That forces fans sitting between the baskets to have to swivel their heads to see the score and time left. The old-fashioned scoreboards in the four corners gave everyone in the arena a better vantage point. UNC at least ought to add one more score and time panel to the midcourt fascia behind the scorer's table. It cannot be done on both sides since the ribbon stops where the camera platforms are on the other side. Maybe adding a smaller LED scoring and time panel on the TV table would help fans who sit behind the benches. The scoreboards tell us how many team fouls and remaining timeouts there are, but the individual fouls are kept on two of the four large corner screens that show who was in the game for both teams and how many points, rebounds, and fouls each player has. The background graphics on those screens make the information hard to read. If you have to turn away from the action to see how each player is doing, the information should be clear as a bell at first glance, like black type on white screen. No fancy graphics needed there, just the facts, ma'am. Make those changes so the fans can easily keep their eyes on the action for most of the game, and the crowd will be even more engaged. The Smith Center is getting better, but it still has a ways to go to regain its full potential. This is Archansky. See ya.